one person likes her.
So good.
Stay here. You're all the time.
So I just want to discuss something shorter today. And it ties in a little to our previous discussion of Hashgacha, but it's more of a special case. Yeah, it's some very interesting ha'aros here. How do shidduchim work? Now, I know the shidduch crisis is a big issue for rabbis in a less philosophical realm. When you come out of the ivory tower, I'm not going to discuss that. But definitely the shidduch crisis is something rabbis have to be concerned about. The question is, what's going on philosophically behind the shidduch crisis, right? Whose fault is the shidduch crisis? There's two famous Gemaras about Shidduchim in Shas. If we go maybe a little out of order from here, number six, the Gemara Sota, beginning of Sota, and also it appears in the middle of Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Yav Pasach, Rish Lakish Pesota, right in those days. I know nowadays in Gush Avaron gives Shir Pticha, and he does like a big Chakira that has to do the whole Masechet. In those days, Shir Pticha was Mili Da'agata. So when Rish Lakish gave Shir Pticha and Sota, right, he tried to figure out, like, poor guy, right? Why would this poor guy get a wife who's unfaithful on him? And he had harsh words for the guy. Amar Hachim, Zavim Lodom Yishal Fi Maisa. It matches, but it's all a match. Don't worry, don't feel bad for the guy. Shenem Rakilu Yenoch Shev Nereshal Zor La Tzadikin. All right, shout out to Pasuk Tovim, who lives next door to each other, but obviously it's only a small mashal to say that's referring to a husband and wife. Amar Baruchan Rav Yochanan, Kashal Zavim Priyas Yamsuf. Obviously it's as difficult as Priyas Yamsuf. Because it's very hard to find this matchup of Lufi Maisa. Shenemar, Elokim Moshe Chidim Maisa. That half of the pasuk is obviously discussing that making Shidduchim, putting the Chidim into a bias. Motzi Asur Mekol Sharos, and there's Midrashim all over Shaf that say Motzi Asur Mekol Sharos, we're referring to Yisrael Mitzrayim. We were jailed in Mitzrayim. He took us down in Kosharos. Kosharos meaning the proper season, which is a big Indian that's the Karpas, that even though most people don't appreciate this, it's an important part of Yisrael Mitzrayim that it happened in the springtime. But not for now. Ini. So Ha'amar of Yehuda Marav, Arbaim Yom Kodim Yisrael Sabah Basko Yosef Nurs Bas Ploni Ploni Vayis Ploni Ploni Stay Ploni Ploni. Right, what is the basic steamer here? Right, until now we've seen that Shidduch is Lefi Maisim, which is not a tremendous Chiddush philosophically, because, again, we spent a long time discussing why it doesn't always look like it works. But on the simplest philosophical level, Hashem runs the world in accordance with Sarva Onish, and it makes sense that you should be set up Lefi Maisa. If you're a big tzaddik, then you should get a woman who's equally righteous. Right? That makes sense to us. But the Gemara says, no, maybe it has nothing to do with Sarva Onish. It's just a matter of fate. Avram Yom Kodim Yisir Sablad, Basko Yosef Meres, Bas Ploni Ploni, Bais Ploni Ploni, Stay Ploni, Le Ploni. Right? Maybe Yehudom Rav says it's just a matter of fate. Arbam Yom Kodi Yitzirus Avlad, Lachor means the moment of conception, right? Because the Yitzirus is 40 days after conception. So that's pretty early on. It's already faded. Lo Kasha Habzug Rishon Habzug Sheni. And the Tosfos Shan says on the side of Sota that Zug Rishon, Zug Sheni, simple shot, is Zug Rishon is first marriage. And Tosfos Shan says on the side of Sota, Zug Sheni is second marriage, right? So first marriages are Bashert, as they say in Yiddish, are just faded, have nothing to do with Maisim, are not Skarva Onesh. Meaning first marriages are an exception to the regular Skarva Onesh idea of how Hashem runs the world. They are a special inyan of faith of Bashert. And second marriages go with something that's closer to the normal way Hashem runs the world, and go Lefi Skarva Onesh, Lefi Maisim. That's a simple shot of the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara Moed Katan also deals with this stira from a slightly different way and in a very perplexing fashion in terms of just reading Pashup Shat. Back to number one, the Gemara Moed Katan says, Amar Shulam Motel Aris Ishim Chol Shemoed Shemim Kamino Achir. Okay, it's Machlok Rishon what the Hav mean is. To answer Eberson Chol Moed, is it because of Ma'arvin Simcha of Simcha on a Drabbanan level, because only Eberson, or is it because of Kosev? It's talking about when you write, but either way, there's one or maybe two havaminas to ask or iris and a kol moed because of simcha or malacha, but it's mutter because davar ha'aved, right? All over sefs ma'katan. Davar ha'aved, because if you don't marry the girl now, maybe someone else will come along who's handsomer than you and steal her. So umi amar shmol shem yikam no acher, the kash is bar amar, yuhun amar shmol v'chol yom yom basko, yosef omer, sas ploni, ploni, stay ploni, ploni. Isn't there a basko, and it's just basheret, and therefore there's no room for hishtadlos here. What's going to happen, what is going to happen, is going to happen. Ela shema yikadmenu acher birachamim. Right, so if we stop the Gemara here, it would make a lot of sense, or at least if we stop the Gemara here, what's the point? It's back to a parallel tension to what we had in the Gemara in Sotah Sanhedrin. On the one hand, it's faded. On the other hand, there's room for the way Hashem normally runs the world in a religious way, and one of the ways in which Hashem runs the world is Koach HaTfilah. So what are we afraid? Anachinami, someone's just regular shtadlus, will not be able to steal your girl. That Hashem takes a special interest in. But if someone davens, then the Koach HaTfilah could change the Basheret. Now, if we stop the Gemara here, it sounds like, right, what's stronger, Koach HaTfilah or Basheret? Very clearly, Koach HaTfilah, that's why it's a Davar Ha'avid. Right, now, Kiha, just like, there should be a story that supports this idea. What does the story say? Kiha, the Rav Hashem, the Gavir, the Boy, Rachim, Yom, Shazam, and Tony, a certain guy was davening for a girl. Amrali, Lotz, Boy, Rachim, Hachim. Right, that's what Adayom Azeh, they say, right, you should daven to Hashem to find your Shidduch. You know, quickly and easily, but you shouldn't micromanage. So he said, don't daven this way. Why? Right? If she's your bashert, then she won't escape you. Then you don't have to daven. And if she's not your bashert, you'll be a kofer. Why will you be a kofer if she's not your bashert? Pashup shat, and that's what Rashi says. Why will you end up being a kofer if you daven for a girl who's not your bashert? Because what's going to happen? Well, why does that have to do with the kofar? Rashi said, let's look at Rashi number two. Kofir Vashem Be'emuna, Dekamar, Loma say yes, Losa Klum, Hol, Loma Zamdalek, Loma Hashem Tlino, Losa Tlinosa. The guy will daven, and he won't get her. Right? It'll be a big problem of the bad kind of Eun Tvila, right? What's he saying? He's saying there's nothing you can do if she's not your Basheret. There's nothing you can do. All daven is going to do is make you angry at God. Because you'll say, I daven, and why didn't I get what I want? So it's your fault. You shouldn't daven for things Hashem's not prepared to give you. And anyone who does daven for things Hashem's not prepared to give them is going to end up having a crisis of faith because Hashem's obviously not going to answer your tefillas. Basarach Yishamit Gomer, then he heard the guy say, O Ihu Lemos Mikama, O Ihu Tomos Mi Hame, Rashi says, Amar Ilo Minsva, O Ihu Tingo Tomos Mikama, Ilo Esika Minsva Achor et Sarba, O Ihu Atzmo Yomos Mikama, Yitzinsva Ilo Idach. Stop Rashi there. What did he hear the guy davening? He gave up and he says, Hashem, either kill me before I see her walk down the aisle with someone else, or kill her before she marries someone else. Meaning, he got so frustrated with his davening for something he couldn't achieve that he just said, Hashem, fine, I give up. Just I can't see her marry someone else. Sounds very romantic in the very stupid type of romance, of romanticism rather. And so, kill me or kill her. So, Amarli, la milchol zubay l'milsa. Didn't I tell you that? Meaning, didn't I tell you just basher is basher? Hachi Omer Rav Mishum Rav Ruben and it's Rabbi Liman at Torman and the Vimanak Sumer Shem Yishol Ish and at Torah Dechziv Ayan Lov Mishol Vayom Hashem Yitzad Dabar. Okay, Torah is perhaps the weakest proof here, so that's only one specific instance, but the Vim Iksuvim and the Vim as well. Dechziv Yav Mimolo Yodu Kimi Hashem Hu. That was one of the funniest Shiduchim in Navi. Minak Suvim Dechziv Bais Vom Nachos Ovim Hashem Isha Maskeles. The Ksuvim actually is not just a specific instance. Takas Esma Hashem is a good woman. Okay, so what's the problem with this Gemara? What's the basic problem with this Gemara? The point was that Koach HaTfilah overrides the Basheret, just like this story. And what was the point of the story? That Koach HaTfilah doesn't override Basheret, right? So without getting into any philosophy, you just can't read this Gemara. So there are a few different ways. There are a few different ways to read the Gemara, some of which are more explicit, some of which are less so. So that's the question. How Basheret is Basheret, right? How set in stone is it? So Rashi HaNidfas takes a radical approach, right? We know in there's Rashi Saviyat HaMoed Katan that's published separately. But the Rashi on the page has only one opinion. It takes a most radical approach, says, Basher is Basher, Vizehu, Vizehu, Vizehu. Tefillah can't change anything, like the story. Oh, what Shemi Kadmenu, and obviously we're talking about Zug Rishon, like the Marin Sosa, set in stone, nothing changes it. Ah, what Shemi Kadmenu, Achab Rachamim? So Rashi is very cleverly, if you look at the last half line of Rashi, number two, Ulahachim Aris Bamoi. What's the Dover Ha'avid, you Kadmenu Achab Rachamim, if Basher can never change? Rashi says, Shaloi Kanu Achab Rachamim, Shetamos he. The Dover Ha'avid is not that Koach HaTfila can override Bashert. The Dover Ha'avid is that you don't want like the story. Not like the story, the guy davening for the girl. Like the next part of the story, the guy davening for people to die. That's the Dover Ha'avid. Shemek HaMenor Achab Rachamim, you don't want, you have to do Erison right away in Chol HaMoed, because there's a Dover Ha'avid that if you delay, some other guy might start davening for people to die. And that's the Dover Ha'avid. But the Basher is not the Dover Ha'avid. The Dover Ha'avid is people davening for people to die, because everyone knows how psychology works. If I marries the girl right now, then everyone else gives up. It's called closure, right? But if I'm not marries the girl yet, then he still like gets his hopes up, and he gets more and more fixated and more crazy about it, and then he'll start doing irrational things like davening for her to die. And that would be a Dover Ha'avid for someone to daven for you to die.
So the Basher is, that's written in Shemayim, but if this guy is going to die or not, that's up in the air? That's someone
else to daven for him? How long someone lives is not, right? It never says that when you're born, it says how many years you'll live, right? That's not fated in, it's not set in stone how many years you'll live. That's just totally on the regular way things work. Now, it's a little funny. After all, is it really true that if the guy davens for you to die, then that will really have an effect? So, not so posh, it might depend how the Koach HaTfila works. We discussed a little, right? If Koach HaTfila is all about being zocher for more good things, etc., it's not so posh that it should lead to other people dying, but words really have a mystical power. Then maybe this has a power. Obviously not, that just because some shmo davens that someone's going to die, that Hashem, you know, resigns and makes them king of the universe. But, you know, it could be that if that person Mela has a kitrig against them, then, you know, there's some things where, okay, you know, if there's a lot of people who do a lot of things wrong, and where I live, the policy is that if you have a zoning violation, if no one complains, then they don't prosecute you. But if someone writes a letter to complain, if your neighbor writes a letter to complain, then they prosecute you. That's the policy. So it could be Shemayim, maybe they also have such policies. That's the idea of Ayin Hara. All right, if you want, you can even say it's a Dover Ha'avid either way, just because Lamaisa, it's still very unpleasant for Chuli, it's still very negative. So that's the Dover Ha'avid. But what's wild about Rashi is he takes the story seriously and reinterprets the halacha part of the Gemara, because he takes the shot of the story of the Gemara so seriously, says Basher is set in stone, vizel, 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 never changes.
The chance isn't that they will get married, that she will, or he, that would be
Basher. Right, so that's a little unclear. Does Basher mean that they have to get married, or just that, like, they can't marry someone else, but they could die? So that is discussed in the Rambam. On the other side of the page, the Rambam points out, what if that getting married is a mitzvah say, at least I'll leave it to the Rama. Whatever, according to everyone, at the very least, Puruvu is a mitzvah say, right? So you need to do something along the lines of getting married. So the Rama says, if you have Bechir Chavshis, that means that you can choose not to do a mitzvah say. So the Rama says, and a lot of other Rishonim pick up on this, a person can have Bechir Chavshis to be a monk. And to, you know, refuse to do a mitzvah say, or whatever, like a guy could be, you know, not be married yet and commit suicide, right? He has bechira chavshis, and then he won't get married. What it means is that most normal people want to get married, and therefore, who it works out, we all know it's very mysterious. I think I almost said, there are some people who think that you don't need any hashgacha pratis, and, you know, parnasa works the derech hateva, you get good grades, you go to law school, and you make money. And you can see the havmina. But when it comes to shidduchim, everyone knows it's a little mysterious that there's no, you know, algorithm, and that, you know, there's a lot of random factors that you can't take into account necessarily. Rambam said, yeah, if a person does get married, this is the Vasherta. Of course, it could be that a person will die or for some reason decide not to get married. And then the Achronim assume, then his Vasherta goes to the stage of Zivuk Sheni and is matched up with Vimaisim because they never married their Vasherta. But someone else can't marry my Vasherta first when I'm around. That's Rashi at the very least. Tosfos is a little less radical. And Tosfos says, it's in the Tosfos Rusher, number 4, Shemi kamin rachim rachim ki hod rabbi shemel gavra mikom akom pam meis ratzon hu vatzvilim vateles ha'gzeira. He says the story is not such a, according to him, the ki ha is a little, ki hod rabbi shemel, etc. It's a little loose. The story is not really proving the chashash of Shemi kamenu achim rachim. The story is actually working against it. It just means, like the similar issue is discussed in the story, except that the halacha in the Mishnah Moikatan gives one angle that koach hatfila could be basheret, and the story gives the other angle that basheret could be koach hatfila, and they're really not supporting, the story's not supporting the previous line in the Gemara. It's just that saying that, you know, there's a slight chance that pa'amim sometimes in the Yisrotzon tefila can help, but usually tefila can't. That's Tosfos makes a little bit of a compromise. Usually tefila can't, and that's why this story was based on the way things usually work. He says, look, don't daven, it's not going to work, I told you not to daven. Right? Usually tefila can't. This is a very, very strong faith. However, pa'amim be'Yisrotzon, you never know. Right, therefore, it's still a davar ha'avi, because even an unlikely hefsid, even if there's only a 2% chance that you'll lose money, that's still called a davar ha'avi, to be matur, malacha an cholomoi. That's the same thing Tosfos says, number 8. Tosfos says, Avram yom koni siris avlad, when we call makom mol tefila b'tochem yom lehov chol lezachor nekeva, kedemrina v'brachos, without getting to the bottom signs. Mem yom koni siris avlad, v'mishal l'ishr shtei lezachor. Tosfos says, the obvious kasha, if it's fated from the moment of conception, how can you daven within the first 40 days to have a zachor or a nekeva? After all, if once it's conceived, they have a basheret. So you can't change a nekeva into a zachor because their basheret is already zachor. Tosfos, Baruch Hashem, didn't think of the politically correct answer. Now, the truth is, you could have given a very technical answer, which is that I could daven and my fetus will be mishapich, and his basher will also be mishapich, right? Assuming that would have to assume the basher is younger, or at least within 40 days, right? Could be that, no, my wife's pregnant with a girl, just conceived 3 days ago, so if I daven change to a boy, then her basher, which is a boy, Hashem will also change to a girl. That's what Tosfos could have said. But, lemaisa, Tosfos didn't. Tosfos gave the answer, afilo zivik rishon mishapich, but tefila, no. Sometimes even Zivagrisha could be overridden by tefillah. The answer is no. If I change my fetus from a girl to a boy, then they'll have to get a new bashert. And sometimes tefillah can get you a new bashert. Based on the beginning of the Gemara Moikatan. So he's also against Rashi. Again, Tosfos here doesn't deal at length with the Gemara like the Tosfos Rashi does in Moikatan. So he's not a Moikatan. But clearly we have two different approaches. Rashi says that set in stone, the Davar Ha'avi must be a different Davar Ha'avi, because nothing changes. While the Tosfos Rush says, no, Tfila can override Bashert. What about the story? The answer is sometimes. That is, yeah.
I don't know why none of you should point out that it's possible for a Zohar to have two Zivug Rishons, like in the time of the Tanakh when they had multiple wives, and everything was Zivug Rishon.
Right, so that's not so clear in the Achronim. Is that a Zivug Rishon or a Zivug Sheni?
If it's not the woman, it's for sure a Zivug Rishon.
Lav davka, because it could be that maybe like a man's second wife is only someone who is basheret, like I killed them more when they were young or something. So it's not so pashut.
But it's difficult to say that like Dalai Lama had 18 wives, so something like that, so that they're all looking at Zivug Sheni aside from one, it's like...
We'll see, some people say everything's Zivug Sheni.
Right.
Not so difficult. A third way of reading this Gemara is very fascinating in the Rashi Ksav Yad, which is in number 3. But it's also found in the Kedusha Rani. I mean, even before they published Rashi Ksav Yad, if you ask Kedusha Rani, you can find this pshat. And he points out that Mokher number one cheated. How did Mokher number one cheat? What does Mokher number one have in it that's not really in the Gemara? Punctuation. Right? Gemaras don't really have punctuation. So, look at the word Kafarta Bahashem. What is the word Bahashem really? Kafarta Bah. So, okay, and most people assume, and even Rashi Savya, it says that as the mainstream idea, that it means kafarta b'Hashem, right? Because kofar is usually used that kofar v'ikar. But you could read as kafarta b'. If so, how would you read it? Let's look at three. V'ilom eina bas mazlach levasov kafarta b'. That you'll be kofar and hurt. It's not going to change your mind and you won't love her anymore. L'shnachrina, and then he brings our girsa. What is this other Girsa of Kafarta Ba saying? That what did Rav tell the guy? He said, what did Rav tell the guy? He said, don't daven for a shidduch. If she's your basheret, then Hashem will work it out. And if she's not your basheret, then what will happen? Then maybe your tefillah will work, but the marriage won't. Right? Meaning, tefillah can override your basheret temporarily, but it's not going to work out, right? You're an option. You want to daven for Hashem to marry Jennifer, and you're really supposed to marry Stephanie. So Hashem will say, fine, but it won't work because she's not your basheret. That's lasov kafartaba. L'chora, according to Rashi, what's the end of the story? Rav says to the guy, don't daven for Rachel. Because if Rachel's your basheret, then Hashem will take care of you. And if Rachel's not your basheret, Leah's your basheret, then you'll end up hating Rachel. So what happens at the end of the story? What's the guy davening for? Mistama, he did marry Rachel. He davened to Hashem, and he did marry Rachel. And then what happened? He was so miserable, he says, Hashem, either kill me or kill her. Because I can't stand this anymore. I've had enough of this marriage. Apparently, the guy's feelers worked, and he married someone who wasn't his basheret. But if you marry someone who's not your basheret, then it's not going to work out. The Sefer Hasidim is a little later. We don't read inside. At the end, even goes so far as to say that if someone has, based on this Rashi Ksav Yad, if someone davens to Hashem and marries someone who's not their basheret, they won't even get to the point of consummating the marriage before one of them dies or they get into a big fight and get divorced. Rashi doesn't necessarily say it'll end that quickly, but apparently this is the sort of three ways of dealing with the tension in this Gemara. Either say, what about the halachic part says, Shema Yikadmenu Birachamen. The story says that Tfila doesn't work. So Rashi says, Tfila doesn't work, and this means a different Damar Ha'aveit. Tosos HaRash says, usually Tfila doesn't work, but because this is a very strong fate, more so than just Parnassah and other things, and Briot and other things, but sometimes it does. And Rashi Ksav Yad says, no seer at all. Shemek HaMer Acher Barachamim, that it works temporarily, and the marriage fails, right? And that's a big davar ha'avei, that she's my basher, someone else comes and davens and steals her, and then they have to go through a divorce, and then finally she comes back to me, and that's a big davar ha'avei for me to have to wait all that time, and everyone should go through that psychological trauma. And the story is very posh, that it doesn't work to succeed in marriage. You can't daven to succeed in marrying someone you're not going to share. But you can daven to mess up the divine plan temporarily and mess yourself up. Those are three pshatim in this Gemara. All these three pshatim found in Rashi and Tosfos assume that the idea of Asheret is pretty strong. The question is just, what about the Mishnah? Is it so strong that you never change the different davar ha'avei? Is it so strong that sometimes tefillah, you never know? Right? Or is it so strong that you can temporarily mess up Hashem's plan and then suffer the consequences? This is all in contrast to, and what's all this based on? This is all based on an understanding of Zog Rishon. Right? This is all based on, I think, the understanding that Zog Rishon means first marriage, like the Tosfos Shan says in Sota, and like Rashi sounds like, well, the truth is Rashi not so explicit, that's Pashup Shat. However, this is all one way of understanding Basheret. There is a completely different way of understanding Vasheret as well. If you start with the Me'iri number 5, he already sounds a little suspicious. Amar Me'iri elikos v'moed, chuli kabonis ha-mishna levair, mashahut melech laksiva, chol shemo, v'tam ruvo, mishrach lech sa'oved, kidushay nashim, lo shekitcha v'shtar v'shem, mitokish kor, yikad menu achir. It's a heter ksiva, and he just says, oh, maybe shem yikad menu achir, somehow leaves out all of this shakamatari gemara, and we're not sure what he does with it. If we just skip for a second to number 10, the Rambam was actually asked She'ela from Vadim Yerzedek Ala Kol B'Yishmael Chutz Miyishmael Shuvah Amas Shemar Ta'atak Yikol Ma'is Mi'adam Enim Gzerim Te'evor Yisala Hu'a Emesh Yim Bodofi etc. Right, it's really the point of this is Bechir Chavshes, and he points out it's very fascinating, but I won't read it all inside. He says, you know what, you have to know how to learn. It's a very fascinating issue. He says that some people get stuck. They find one line somewhere in like Chazal or someplace very important, and all of a sudden it creates this whole crisis. He says, no, you have to know the basics. The basic ideas of the Chumash in Judaism are the basics. And if you see one line that's a little strange, so you'll say, Taka, there's one strange line. You'll figure out an expert. But you have to have perspective. It's like often you see in Sifrei Pesach. I mean, the Rambam is talking about philosophy, right? Says a line in the Mefurash Magen Avraham or something, and all of a sudden it gets totally turned over in an ambiguous motion. The point is, you have to have perspective and know the basic principles. And then, you know what? There's always funny lines here and there. There's always strange exceptions, and you don't have to take them. You don't take them that seriously, and you ignore them or remove their authority. But you say, okay, there must be some hesper to them. That the Rambam says, you have to know the basics, and the basics are bechira chafshis. And if you see a few things here and there, then that don't seem to be bechira chafshis, okay, so you have to know that there's another explanation. And so one of the things he says is, or you have to say, you know, I don't know, I don't have shot on this line, but I still know the basics. Okay. V'zeh, and then he says, oh, what about shiduchim? Right? So let's just skip to a line that starts with the word v'sod in the middle. If you see one pasuk in the Navi, or one line in Chazal that's soser, the basics, so you have to try and be if you could figure out how to get it to work with what's obvious in the Torah, the basics, then gevaldik. And if you can't figure out the strange line, you'll say, I don't have pshat in this. It's obviously doesn't push up pshat. Even if you don't have pshat, you can still say, I don't understand this line, but I know that it's not true, that what it seems to say is not true, because it's against the basics. What is this whole idea of shiduchim? So now he throws in derech schar or derech pranus zeh. And these are shaploni ploni schar ve'onesh. Sim zeh ish azos ish asum mitzah shroi liten schar behem zivag yalkum shobach hasem v'kadosh baruch v'zavgan zeh zeh. Chenim roi liten parmim v'zivag shia bo k'tafim al chamatam in v'zavgan. Zeh kin yisha amru afilu mamzer echa b'sofa olam, etc. What does the Rambam say? He says, you have total schar ve'onesh. You have total b'chir v'chavshis to get married or not to get married. That's what he said a little earlier. And he said it's just schar ve'onesh. He ignores, the Rambam seems to ignore in this letter the whole concept of Asher. What do you mean just schar ve'onesh? Didn't the Gemara in Sota just say that Zivug Shem is schar ve'onesh, but Zivug Rishon is set in stone, is your fate? So the Rambam doesn't explain that. I guess it's not his main point here. But the Me'iri does. The Me'iri and the Akedas Yitzchak and many, many other Mefarshim both take this approach. Then we'll see some other Rambam take a similar but slightly different approach. Go back to number 9. A basic is chayva onesh. And mazel and nothing else changes chayva onesh. We don't believe in mazel. We believe in chayva onesh. That's why we're Jews and not astrologers. Okay, he says, of course, sometimes you're left to mazel or whatever if you don't deserve reward or punishment, but that could also be called a punishment because Hashem didn't interfere to help you. So that's everything schar ve'onesh. Even when Hashem leaves you to your mazel, that's also schar ve'onesh because if you were better, he would have improved your lot. Okay, v'im kein aziveg afu miklalos molafko. Shiduchim is also schar ve'onesh. V'hazer shem garolo isha maskelos v'aguno v'hefech. Zesha v'im zavtum lo'adam el fi maisa v'chanu l'shnu al tzur prusul aparetz v'adom l'zen. Then he quotes the Asmachta, flipping to the other side of the page. Kilomar Chingsho Sosa Simra Shrimakhmi to Keno Shavasikhima Zivugum Zeba Zeobashkachmi Ito Yitz Barach. Here's an interesting shot. It's not sure that it's hard to make Shiduchim. Just like you see Zimra Shrim was obviously a Shkacha Pratis, it wasn't Stam. Right? Hard to imagine it would be Stam. Likewise Shiduchim are Shkacha Pratis, not Stam, based on Skarva Onish. Vinim the Kosharos, Pershuvatam Namar, Vichodesh, Shukashu Lotis, Lotin of Locham of Zil Nisan. Okay. Vemidab Zivuk Shani. So what's the Meiri saying and the Rambam saying? The Meiri and the Rambam say that Shiduchim are scharva onesh. Shiduchim are scharva onesh. Of Shiduchim are scharva onesh. Isn't that only Zivuk Shani? So, and the Akedus Yitzchak says the same thing. I think it's Arches. Yitzchak Lomar said this depends what Zivuk Shani means.
Rashi and Tosos seem to assume that Zivuk Shani means first marriage. Rishon means first marriage, and Zivuk Shani means second marriage.
But that's not what the Meir indicates Yitzchak and Lechora the Rambam assume. I can say Lechora the Rambam, I didn't see it written explicitly, but this would fit in. What does the Meir say? Says Zivuk Shani so long she was man where the onish legmol. Zivuk Shani means when you deserve reward and punishment. Avodizman she ain't aware the kach with nizikros Zivuk Rishon we touch a stomach was man a katnas stomach leperik yan yanak fiyam mikra omar eches atulada. Ve'elzamar abram yom kodmi shiras avlad baschul yotz b'meres bas ploni ploni stay ploni ploni. Benny Donain of English and Zivuk Shani of Rishon Baba Dikduk Elifias Mancha where the Gomel Enosh Dirucham Behove. They were discussing the normal case. They weren't the doctor Zivuk Rishon Zivuk Shani. What they mean is Zivuk Rishon is your initial Shidduch. Zivuk Shani means your updated Shidduch. It doesn't mean who you do marry and don't marry. It means who you would marry and then first and then who you would marry second. What is, why is there a Zivuk Rishon Alfi Faith? Because in the old days people used to get married off before Bar Bat Mitzvah. So they didn't really have a lot of Skarva Onesh. Even now, I mean, nowadays it's different. In our world, everyone's an individual. Right? But in some places, in some belts, in the old-fashioned times, like a lot of people, even if they were above Bar Bat Mitzvah, they were Roilig Mova Onesh, they did exactly what they were brought up to do, Alpi Derech HaTeva. Right? Not everyone used their Bechir Chashis in at least any significant fashion. A lot of people, either they're little kids, who were just brought up the way they were brought up, or they're big kids and they're sheep and they follow the crowd. So what he's saying is until someone used their Bechir Chafshis, then you have faith, right? What let's say there's an atheistic scientist who doesn't believe Bechir Chafshis, or even a firm scientist who doesn't believe Bechir Chafshis. You ask him, so if there's no Bechir Chafshis, what determines what happens? And he says, well, faith, like Bederech HaTeva, this is what you're fated to do, right? If there's no Bechir Chafshis, then everything is fate. If there's no Ashkocha Pratis, then everything is fate. Faith doesn't mean some fancy schmancy mystical idea. Faith means that, well, everyone's fated to do something until proven otherwise. There's a natural world which works a certain way, a Marechet of Tolada, until proven otherwise. So, this is Rashi Tosfos. On the other hand, the Meiri, the Akeda, and Lechora, the Rambam, would say no. Zug Rishon means faith. Bidderech HaTeva. Zug Shani means once you're Ra'oi for Skarva Onesh. Meaning, nowadays, everyone marries a Zug Shani. Nowadays, no one marries a Zug Rishon. At least in our communities. Because everyone grows up and decides how they want to live their life, makes their own decisions, and decides lowly to go off the Derech, or decides to rise in Ruchnias and work hard on Torah with the Mice and Tovim. And so everyone makes their own decisions, and they make their own decision and give them Skyra Onesh. Like, there's nothing magic about Basher. Basher just means what's fated to happen if nothing interesting changes things. But there's nothing Gevaldic or special about Basher. Just means this is what's fated to happen until proven otherwise. And if your parents make a shit up for you when you're 13, then this is what will happen. And if you have a mind of your own, and you make your own decision, then you'll go up or down based on Skar Va'onish. That's a totally different way of looking. It takes all the romantic mysticism out of Basharet. Basharet is actually boring. Zug Rishon is like, yeah, okay, if you're a sheep, and then this is who you're going to marry. Zug Shani is what's interesting, because that's Lefi Maisav, and that's something which actually has significance to someone who's done something with their life. The Tashbase makes this, yeah.
How is that fate decided?
He says, Mazel and Rechaz Dolod. He says, how is anything decided in the world? After all, let's say someone's born, and let's assume there is some Teva, right? There is some Mazel and Rechaz Dolod, etc.
Let's say someone's born and they're exactly neutral, deserve no scar, but when there's something happens to them, how is that decided? That's Hashem's plan in creating the world. We don't have to know the answer to that question. Right? And that's what he's saying. How is it decided? It's decided in the same boring way the rest of the world is decided. The Maharsha brings a diuk for this, although I'm not promising he takes exactly the stage. He brings a diuk for this from the astira that no one pointed out between the two sugyas. When does the baskel come out? When does it say the baskel comes out?
Every day.
Every day or 40 days before the formation of the fetus. So if that, so somebody's saying that assumes every day it comes out for someone. Or repeat the self every day. But the Maharsha says, no, Taket is a stira. There's one baskel 40 days before you're formed as a fetus. And then it updates itself every day and sometimes changes. Right? So the Maharsha, now, I'm not saying he's in this camp because there is a combination camp. But the Maharsha definitely takes this approach. He says, no, the baskel updates itself, Taka. Based on Tzchar Va'onesh. I don't know if he says explicitly, but it's obvious according to any Shita Tzitzis that says based on Tzchar Va'onesh. Okay, I'm not going to read the Tashbis inside, but it's a very fascinating Tashbis. One of the reasons it's most fascinating to me is because it's very, very, very old-fashioned. Nowadays, it's very fashionable to believe that half the Jews have to be apikorsim. My question is just which half, you know? I mean, obviously your half, not my half, the question is between me and you. Right, that's a modern-day minhag. But in the old days, some people had a different minhag, and they held that, no, that, like, you could have a difference of opinion in Ashgafa, and that was okay. That was part of our story, to have a difference of opinion in Ashgafa. The Tashmit is actually very fascinating. What does he say? He's talking about Basher. He says, there are two ways to interpret Basher. He doesn't just say, like, two pshatim. Erech derech mekabli ha-emes, one way based on Kabbalah. When he says mekabli, he means what we call Kabbalah. Then there are even philosophy. There's a philosophical way and a Kabbalistic way, and the Seder represent them both. They're both part of the Sora. How exactly they jive? They're supposed to jive. All right, maybe you'll work that out, or you won't, or not necessarily something that has to be done here. He says there are two ways, and these are basically two ways. On the Derech HaKabbalah, he says this is totally on a very important machlokes, which is, does your soul exist before you're born? Pretty sure Aristotle said it didn't. But I might be remembering incorrectly. It's Pashat al Pi Kabbalah that it does. It's, you know, it's in all the souls are waiting to come down. So he says very Pashat. We have a list of ways. Your soul exists before you're born, and your soul has a benzug. And that's your set in stone Bashert. Machlokes exactly how set in stone, but more or less, that's one derech. The other way is the philosophical way. Philosophical way, no. You don't have anything going up in Shemayim. It's not like the Journey song. You didn't have a zivug up in Shemayim. It is that, yeah, well, before you're born, there is a gzeira, because everything has a gzeira, because you're born a certain time and place, and you'll naturally marry someone, and if you use your b'chira chashu, so now you'll be sichlo, then you'll change it based on Tzchar Va'onesh. And if you're misnag lefi tivo, if you act naturally without b'chira chashus, the natural thing will happen. And if you act in a seichel way with b'chira chashus, hopefully for the good, then you will change this. And he ties it in the second last line of the Tashbis, misbatel tli anabdei anahag seichel zeh shemi kadmer acher berachamim, or he says b'tfila. Now he goes back to the Rambam Kadi, he says, this is, now, no one actually fully resolved this, so I'll give my shot. He says, what shemi kadmer acher berachamim mean? It means that, of course, it depends on Tzchar Va'onesh, and anyone who uses their B'chira Chavshis, Rachman Lav Davka, just means any type of religious act, that I have my Bashert, but that changes every day based on Tzchar Va'onesh, and maybe someone else will be better than me, and Bizocha for the best girl. So here's how the Tashbis explains that it means it changes based on Tzchar Va'onesh, and that Shemikamenu Acher Berachamim. Based on this, again, he's not taking sides, but within the philosophical derech. How he explains the story part, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it could be, I can't promise you, I haven't seen exactly how the philosophical side of things would explain the story, why Rav told the guy not to daven for a girl. The only thing I could think of is that you can change the Tzchar Va'onesh, but you shouldn't necessarily daven for a specific girl, because maybe al Tzchar Va'onesh you should daven for a better girl.
You know, but if you fixate on a specific girl, maybe she's not right for you, obviously Chironish, maybe she's too good for you, or maybe she's too bad for you. And therefore, you say, even he admits that it changes everything in Chironish, but you shouldn't think that you know who is best. You should just improve your mindset and do more tefillah, and Hashem will give you someone who's best. That's probably the simplest way, but you don't know the specifics. And that's how the kiha is not support, it's just adding details, like for Tosos. It's a double oven, you could always, your shit changes every minute based on Skyra Onish. But you don't know Rachel or Leah, and if you shouldn't fix it on Rachel or Leah, you should fix it on Hashem. I want a girl who's Gevaldik, who has the following 600 great needles. Okay, in terms of the non-philosophical side, whether people should have a list of 600 great midos, that's ma'akiv, is a different question. But philosophically, that's, I think, what they would do with the story. That kiha, there's Shem coming in Akiv Rachim, but you can't micromanage Hashem, because how do you know what you do in Skyra Onish? Maybe you're not in the Madrager for this girl, you have to, maybe instead of David or Shem, you have to work on yourself for months to get in the Madrager for this girl. You know, read Mitzil Sharm 6 times a day. Or, maybe either of you don't know this girl is such a low Madriga, you don't want to be stuck with her. So, it's hard to tell these things. A lot of people, you know, don't know everything. So, that is the philosophical derech. Yeah?
In terms of Allah, when we recognize Yishas for a B'nai Noach, does that mean that they also have some degree of Ziva?
That's a fascinating question. Does this concept of Asher also apply to B'nai Noach? I'm not sure people must discuss it, but I can't think of any Makoros offhand. L'chor, you might think, yes, I don't know. That might depend on a more general issue, which you didn't discuss, which is how to look at B'nai Noach. You know, if you assume that B'nai Noach are not really Al-Pi Kabbalah, you know, on the Madrig of Adam, then probably not. If you assume B'nai Noach, B'nai Noach are,
Allah recognizes the Ishus to the point that we're willing to give Mrs. Bates.
Yeah, for sure, no, it's a real Ishus. The question is just at the same level as Shkacha Pratis. You know, a lot of people say there's a difference in Shkacha Pratis between B'nai Noach and Yisrael, so that's why it's hard to tell.
Also, by getting the Yoras, like the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva saw that he was going to marry Ishus to Nisrufus. That shows you that even though...
Right, that depends. The Shulchan Aruch Rav cheats and says that every Gerim Yoras is really Jewish the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Right, they just got lost. They just took a wrong turn. And really, Gerim Yoras is more of a Gulag Moslem Afreya. Not in the strict halach sense. So that... Or it might show that, yeah, it's a one big marechet. Usually, B'nai Noach and Jews don't have each other for Basherds, but sometimes, yes.
Maybe Kikan Shinola means that they get a Ziva.
Or that's also a bit harder. Okay, I just want to end with one shot. I'm sorry, I didn't put it on the sheet. I think it's actually on the some of the latest issues of the verses of Bar Ilan. A lot of the Achronim assume something in between these two approaches, which is the sheet of the Be'er Sheva and Sota. Be'er Sheva is a very, very chashuv Achron Shas that the earliest Achronim considered very important, among the Rambam and other people quote him, and nowadays no one heard of. And from there, a lot of the later Achronim pick it up. The Be'er Sheva, if you ever see like Beis Shin in the Magen Avraham, right? You don't know what it is? Now you know it's the Be'er Sheva, it's the Pirush on Shas, from the earliest Achronim. What? Not the Beis Shmuel, the Magen Avraham doesn't quote the Beis Shmuel.
Which was that?
This is on the Gemara in Sota, I'm fairly certain. Anyway, the Be'er Sheva takes, and other Achronim, who pick up on it from him, he's one of the earliest Achronim, takes an in-between approach. On the one hand, Rashi and Tosfos said the Basher is the mystical soulmate, and Schar V'Anlish has no effect on your first marriage. On the other hand, the Meiri and the Akeda said Schar V'Anlish has every effect on the first marriage, and Basher is not really anything terribly important. Basher is just your initial fate. They make a pshara, and on the one hand, they take the idea of Schar V'Anlish. There. That Zug Rishon doesn't mean first marriage. A lot of people marry their Zug Sheni. Zug Rishon just means before you take Schar Onish into account. And that it changes based on Schar Onish. On the other hand, as the Tashlitz explains, the Tashlitz didn't have this combination, that your Zug Rishon of Asher is an ideal mystical soulmate, they also take. And what do they say? They just say, very, very pashut, that the Zug Rishon equals your mystical soulmate
who you marry if you're a tzaddik. Schar va'onesh just gives you your basheret or dam. If you're zocha through schar, you get your basheret. And if you're bad, if you're a Russian, you have an onesh, then you lose your basheret and you get someone worse for you. So they have a combination of both. They say, like them here in the Rambam, zug rishon means a certain default, and zug sheni means how you change based on schar va'onesh. But not that zug rishon is like a stam default with nothing terribly exciting about it. No, zug rishon is your mystical soulmate who you want if you're an ideal tzaddik, to the extent that Hashem expects you to be. Obviously, we don't mean you have to be on Madrigo Malach HaSharis. But if you live up to Hashem's expectations, you get your zug rishon, and that's what you really want. That's your goal in life, is to get your mystical soulmate. But it's calling schar va'onesh, and the basketball changes every day, because if you are schar, you get your zug rishon, and the onesh would be to lose your zug rishon and to marry someone else who's not so devoutly, and that's lufi maisa. Meaning, if everyone's a tzaddik, everyone marries their soulmate. But as people do more and more averos, Hashem has to be mezagi, kashas, kriyas, yamsuf, and find them someone who also deserves to lose their basheret and did averos, and then he matches them. He matches them up to each other. So that is, you know, in some ways, I don't know if it's the best of both worlds, but it's a combination. Then on the one hand, he says it's not set in stone, and your actions make a lot of difference to all tolling your schar va'onesh. But on the other hand, there is something mystical out there. There is some, like, unique person for your neshama from the other olam out there. You just have to be zocha, you have to be a tzaddik in order to get her. And these are three basic approaches to the idea of basheret. In terms of halacha l'maisa, if you're a rabbi, if they're solving the shidduch crisis, the shidduch crisis is too hard. It's much easier for me to do philosophy than actually, like, fix the entire world. Because, like, what philosophy, like, you know, it's like theoretical, so it's much easier to deal with. Like the famous, you know, the famous joke about yeshivas, right? The guy goes and asks his rebbe, "So I just got married, but first Tishrei, how do I build a sukkah?" So the Gemara discusses in sukkah davavim and base. So he reads the Gemara, does exactly what it says, and as soon as he puts in the last nail, the whole thing collapses. So he goes back to his says, "Rebbe, I just said the Gemara collapsed." He says, "Yeah, Takatos has asked that question." So sometimes things are easier theoretically than practically. But in terms of solving the shidduch crisis, l'chora, I think that there's a lot to be said for perhaps a more philosophical or combination approach, in that, you know, what's someone supposed to do in order to find a shidduch? What's the proper route to finding a shidduch? Is that this is something that's very hard to do through pure status. You need your status, the Rambam says. Right? You have a choice, you know, you don't have to get married, you need to do a shtadlus. But it's something very hard, it's not like some things, his shtadlus, at least B'derech HaTeva covers it. Even though we all know that this life is much more complicated than that. But here, it's very, how much can you do with his shtadlus? So, l'chora, the answer is that part of the his shtadlus is to work on yourself, to be zocha for a better and better person, or to be zocha for your real basher shidduch who you really want. And one of the funny things is, that this is not at all, I think, what any of the Rishonim have in mind. This is really beside the point, but that, you know, if you work on yourself, the Derech HaTeva, to improve your Midos and your Yerushalayim more and more and more, then that not only schar va'onesh, it also helps the Derech HaTeva to get a better shidduch, because the better person you are, then the more likely it is that, hopefully if we're talking about the right place, in some places, I don't know, okay, so whatever, so, you know, the better looking you are, you know, the more handsome the guy is, or the more obnoxious he is and makes fun of other people, then the more attractive he'll be, and he'll be cool. But l'chor, at least in proper circles, so the better midos someone has, the more Yerush Shemayim and Torah Mitzvahs they have, so l'chor, it'll make it much more easier for them to do anything in life and make them a much more attractive candidate. So that's probably the best advice in terms of Shiduchim, and a healthy dose of realizing that, you know, while the Shtadlus B'derech Schar Onesh might help, Hishtadlus B'derech HaTeva only goes so far, because you need a lot of involvement. One point is you need a lot of involvement with Hashem, right? There's special sugyas about this, more so than about a lot of other things. And so you have to have emunah. And you need a certain degree of putting your faith in the hands of Hashem. All right, but in any case, that's not my, I'm not solving this. I'm short all the listeners on YU Torah, apparently. So if you really want to know how to solve the Shidduch crisis, there's probably a million other speeches about that on YUTorah.org. Read them, and maybe we can all solve it together. This is the philosophy.
In terms of the machine is based on ages, like me, Mr. Young, like Hazal said, that you're best to look for. Is that going to take a stand, which is the preferred there?
It's interesting because they say Ben Yuches L'Chofa, and in a lot of times the two of Chazal says they just get very younger than that.
Right.
So I think they're saying, I mean, the reason they say Ben Yuches L'Chofa, a lot of them, of course, will say is so that you'll have a lot of learning under your belt first. They say Ben Yuches L'Chofa. That's a lot of reason. Why Ben Yuches? Why not 13, right? It's good enough for Tefillin. Why isn't good enough for Chofa? It's also Mitzvah Say. So the answer is because you need to be a Yeshiva Bachur. We'll learn Basmada first. And so you have 5 years, the Gemara says, from Levium, right, the Ephesians Parsha, 5 years really gets them down. So 5 years, you can really accomplish enough in learning as a Yeshiva Bachur, and then you can get married and keep up, even though your Hasmada is compromised. So I think what Chazal, the question about what Chazal are saying is just that it's more important to be Yeshiva Bachur first than to be Ms. Rizamak Yimel Mitzvahs and be Mahadar in the Mitzvah of marriage and Puruvu. But it could be also what's turning out there is that they're saying that, you know, don't just get married in the Derech HaTeva, you know, you're... No, first learn Torah for 5 years, which I think is, assuming that's what Chazal wants you to do, which is what a lot of the first would say, and then you'll really be solid to the point where you'll be better off than Shidduchim.
But it's strange, according to all these sheets, that, like, everything is, like, totally on so many factors, and so it's, like, hard to be kovei in age. Because it's totally on so many factors from both studies.
Right, so it might be that you convey the age based on other things, and then Hashem works it out. Hashem works it out, so it could be that you're convey the age based on Talmud Torah. That's what a lot of people do nowadays, right? Some yeshivas, right, by the Hasidim, they're married at 17. In some places they say, no, you should live in the dorm in yeshiva until you're, you know, whatever, however old, right? In the mirror, they used to be, right, 40 in the old days. Right, the every yeshiva has a different sheet. Nowadays, yeshiva is saying the place.
How long does it hold?